it was all about the spirit of the music, and it's okay if it's different every time. So knowing that and understanding that and feeling that, you add a new component now with American music that's alive and fresh and new. There's so many young composers out there that are just writing great, cool music. They're taking all the things they've had before them and applying it now into their music. And at one point in time, Brahms and Beethoven were having premieres. Beethoven 9 was premiered once. And when Beethoven 9, before it was premiered, people were buzzing about it. I mean, people were going nuts. People were like, what is Beethoven's 9th symphony going to be like? What is it going to sound like? You know, I mean, when Brahms wrote his first symphony, people had been waiting 20 years for it, you know? So it was an exciting moment. It's only been in the last, you know, century that new music got this stigma that, oh my gosh, we don't really like it, you know, or we're nervous about it might be something we don't like. You know, a lot of that has to do with people know what they like and they want to hear certain things and they want to hear a piece and they want to hear what they know. And that's great. But I am a firm believer that sometimes people don't know what they like until they hear it. And that's the great thing about the music that is out there now, is some of this new music is so catchy and so user-friendly and so wonderful that I've been just amazed at the reception it receives everywhere I go with it. People always come up to me and say, that was such a beautiful piece of music. And I did a piece by Adam Schoenberg. He's a friend of mine here. He's a great composer. He's a rising star, a huge rising star. And we did two movements of his American Symphony. And I had people in the audience come to me after the concert say they were in tears during the second movement. They were in tears during the second movement of a piece that was written about 3 years ago. That's how beautiful it was. So it just shows you that, you know, whether it's Beethoven 9 or Adam Schoenberg's American Symphony or Bernstein's West Side Story or a new piece by Corigliano, that the essence and the spirit is what we are achieving and going for, and that's what transforms us. And so I don't see any difference between Beethoven or a Paul Dooley or a Schoenberg or a Mason Bates. And the great thing about these young composers now is that they are very keyed into what's going on in culturally, pop culture in the world. They understand that if they want to, you know, have their music performed, they have to, I don't want to say have a gimmick, but they have to have some way to capture this young generation. And for example, Mason Bates, we're doing some of his music this year. He's one of my favorite young American composers. He's the composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony at the moment, and he's churning out piece after piece right now. Really great stuff. We're going to do a little bit of an older piece of his, but older by I mean like it's probably about 6 years old now, 7 years old. But it requires a DJ. It requires someone with software skills and DJ skills to come and play and perform with the orchestra. We have a laptop. We have buttons to push at certain times. It comes from the software. It comes from media. And likewise with Paul Dooley, we are commissioning a fanfare from him, and I'm not really sure what it's going to sound like yet because he's writing it at the moment, but his other music takes inspiration from the electronic world, the drum and bass world, the world of Aphex Twin, the world of Alarmal Sound. He takes electronic sound and electronic media sounds and tries to put an acoustical spin on it. That is so cool to hear that done. And I guarantee when people hear it, they think, wow, that was awesome. I never knew you could do that. And so the imagination of these young composers mixed in with, you know, some great classics, I think is a really good sort of menu to offer to audiences, because not only are we cherishing our past, but we have to push forward. At some point in time, Beethoven was premiered, you know. If we're not constantly reinventing, reinvigorating, re-energizing, recharging our music, our pieces of music that the orchestra plays, then there's really no point in what we're doing. You know, just no point, because eventually it's going to die. So we have to be the instigators. We are the ones. The orchestra has to be inside out. We have to be pushing forward. We have to be commissioning composers. We have to be out there, you know, beating on the door for more grants and more money so that we can give young composers a chance to have their music heard, because it's important and valid, and it makes the whole concert experience really fresh and exciting.